This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Well, the president may address the nation on the State of the Union address from outside our nation's capital. Not a bad idea. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here, the Zioli Show. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says 12 years until it's all over. And the Covington Catholic School today closed because of death threats. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. I think it's pathetic, the state of our politics today, that people have threatened the lives of these kids. It's pathetic to me. It really is. And the media is a big part of the blame for this, of course, because they took a 30-second cut clip of a two-hour video and then used it to savage these kids and label them as racists and white supremacists, MAGA hat wearing, all kinds of other horrific things they said about these kids. And now, because the left is intolerable and they do not want anybody to disagree with them on anything, they use threats, intimidation, and violence. But here's the thing, kids. They've been doing this for a long time, not just in our country, but around the world. Do not make a mistake. The View ladies think that the reason why they jumped all over this story is because they're so desperate to get Trump out of office that they're willing to believe anything. That was the excuse of the idiots on The View today, the cackling hands on The View, that they're so desperate to get Trump out of office that they're not even thinking straight anymore. They're basically admitting that. They're basically admitting that. That because of their hatred for Trump, they can't even really see straight. Meghan McCain said today, after the viral Covington video, it's an interesting point that she makes here. Cut number seven.
I hope their lives aren't ruined over this. And then I felt really guilty that I had somehow been a part of ruining Nick Sandman, which is his name's right, life in one way or another. And I think it just makes everybody look bad. It is like a powder keg example right, of how divided we are. And I don't at this point know if there's coming back from how divided we are. And it just made me depressed literally all weekend. Ask Abby.
Well, maybe this will bolster you a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Look, here's the thing. One of the listeners in the show sent a note and said, you know, I thought the kids at first, I was wrong. I jumped the gun and And there's nothing wrong with getting it wrong, and there's nothing wrong with coming back and saying I made a mistake. But I think the bigger problem here is that in our, it's not even the hot take thing of like, I got to have my hot take, I got to be out there first, I'm going to do all this other stuff. There is a sense on the right, and I don't know why, of feeling like we have to let them know we're not like them. Like we have to let the left know or the media know or somebody else know we're not like the others. We're different. We rise above it or something. But I don't see that on the left. I don't see that same thing that happens on the left. You think about how politically united they are, not necessarily on who their candidate is, but just the fact that when one of them screws up, do you hear this piling on that happens on their side? I don't. I don't see a big piling on today of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for saying the world's going to end in 12 years. I don't see a big piling on of the left going on about when Bernie Sanders said Trump's a racist. If a Republican said Barack Obama was a racist or a Democrat was a racist, every Republican would have to come out on Twitter and denounce it, show that they're better than that. They're not really like the rest of them. It's this weird thing that happens on the side of the right. I don't get it exactly. But I do think there's a sense of, because in society, people look down on you for being a conservative, or they look down on you for being a Trump supporter. They look down on you and you feel a sense of, oh, it's moments like this. I have to stand up and say, I'm not like this. Because you don't want to be labeled as somebody who's a racist or supports kids yelling at Native Americans or anything like that. And I understand that sentiment. I do. But the problem is, though, it's not true what you're saying you're not part of. That's the reality. The reality is the kids weren't being racist to a Native American. The kids were not doing these things of people who write things on meal tickets, meal receipts. I'm not tipping you because you're black. And they turn it to be a hoax. The noose in a tree that's a shoelace. On and on it goes. And yet every time there's an allegation of something, the initial rush is not, let's gather the facts and figure this out. It's, I condemn this because I'm not like this. I'm better than this. I have to rise above this. That's the problem. Now, if it were real, then I would say understandable. But it's not real, and that's the problem. It's like when Charlottesville happened with the whole thing with the kids with the khakis and the tiki torches. You know, there's such a small group of people that when that happened, and I was mocking these idiots, and I really do think for the most part, and I don't know every single person there, but I think for the most part that the people that espouse a lot of those philosophies tend to be much more liberal than you could ever imagine in terms of what they want for life. Dinesh D'Souza did a great job of exposing this with that fraud Richard Spencer. But the fact of the matter is that they don't. I don't know any people like that. I don't, in my day-to-day life, know people that sit around and who are openly advocating white supremacy and racism. But the media says that we all are. So whenever there's an allegation of something like that happening, we feel a need to then say, no, it's not us. I denounce this. And nobody should ever leave a note on a receipt at the IHOP saying they won't tip because they're black. It's unconscionable. And then it didn't happen. This is a good lesson, though. I think the real takeaway from all this is that these instances of racism by conservatives, they really don't happen. Now, I'm not saying they never happen. I'm saying they really don't happen. At least not that often. At least not the kind of thing where you have to really worry about this becoming a something to denounce. You know what I mean? In terms of if you believed all of the BS you've been served since this guy became president, Donald Trump, that every since then there's all these rises of anti-Semitic crimes and black crimes and all these other, you would believe all that and you would believe a lie, an absolute lie. Now, Reason.com did a great point on this, my favorite libertarian site. And look, I don't agree with Reason on everything, and Reason doesn't agree with Donald Trump on everything, but the point of the matter is they did a very good job of pointing out that the large majority, like 99% of all these claims of racism or hate crimes or hate speech or everything else, since he's been elected president, have all turned out to be wrong. They've all turned out to be false, fake, fugazis. Yesterday was no exception. No exception whatsoever. So I don't know if it's how divided we are. I just think that Republicans like Meghan McCain and others of that ilk feel the need to constantly say they're not like us. They're not like me and you. But I'm not writing things on receipts from waitresses telling them I'm not tipping them. I'm not doing that. You're not doing. None of us are doing that. None of us are actually doing that stuff. When we go to a Taco Tuesday event, it's not because we're racist. It's because we want tacos. We're not trying to be culturally insensitive. We're not trying to appropriate culture. We just want a freaking taco. But that's the point. We're not actually like what they say we are. But there are a number of people within the Republican Party who they think that about us, too. It's not just the left who thinks that about us. They think that about us, too. I think deep down inside, the problem is Meghan McCain and some of the other people in National Review and some others who had the initial take of, wow, these MAGA hat wearing Trump supporting racist kids and their parents and everything else. That mindset is because they think a lot of us are like that. They really do. And I'm not. I'm here to tell you I'm not. And none of us are. We're not. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't racists out there. Of course there are. I'm not a fool. I'm just telling you that racists don't typically write things on receipts. They don't typically put nooses up in trees. They don't typically confront Native Americans on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. These things don't happen. When they do happen, they turn out to be fake for a reason. So yesterday, these kids now had to deal with death threats and everything else. And it's a damn shame. Because even if the worst thing that one of these kids did was give a smirk that you deserve a death threat for that, you and your parents and your school should be threatened, the school should be closed today because you gave a smirk. Even if he did smirk, does this warrant death threats and a school being forced to close today? Let's take a listen now to cut number 8.
Hi, I'm Sam.
I'm Grant.
And we're here today to talk to you about how the recent negative media controversy has affected us as individuals and our school as a whole. Several media platforms blatantly lied about the events regarding the controversy in D.C., and it has affected us as a community and individuals greatly. There have been many threats against our lives, against our parents. Some of these threats include that we should all be locked in the school and it should be burned to the ground, the school being bombed, school shooting threats. It's really scary. I know that a lot of people are scared to go to school tomorrow and won't be attending because of what could happen. There have been cops there ever since the incident, and I think there'll be a lot more tomorrow. A lot of the negativity and the hate surrounding this event comes from people on social media doxing people that were at the event. I myself wasn't even present, but I'm very vocal about defending my school and my peers, and I have been doxed on three separate occasions. This has led to a tsunami of hateful messages and threats and everything above. I was also doxed, as well as my good friend Grant Neltner, in a tweet. A lot of these doxes have been deleted because they realized they were wrong and they don't want to face the backlash for it. A lot of people's parents were also doxed. Their work was called. This could greatly affect their job. They could be fired. There are real consequences for these actions, and it all spews from a 30-second clip taken out of a 2-hour video out of context, and people jump into conclusions before the full story is released. Nobody did their research, and it's now showing.
Yeah, and sadly, a lot of people like Meghan McCain and others jumped right on that train. Jumped right on that train. Now, Robbie Sove at Reason.com has a great piece, and I want to, again, he had a great piece yesterday on this, too. His reporting on this has been spectacular. If you still think Nick Sandman's smile is proof of racism, you're seeing what you want to see. Some aren't capable of viewing the MAGA hat-wearing teens from Covington Catholic as anything other than pure evil. In the nearly 2 hours of video footage that greatly showed what happened between a group of boys from Covington Catholic High School and Native American veteran Nathan Phillips, there are many moments that turn the media's initial false narrative, racist teens harassed well-meaning elderly man, on its head. The video shows a confrontation between Phillips and teenager Nick Sandman, accused of harboring racist intentions, as evidenced by his unfailing smile from a different angle. One of Phillips' associates, another Native American man, is standing near Sandman and enters an argument with a different MAGA hat-wearing teenager. The Native American man says, quote, "Go back to Europe where you came from. This is not your land. You have been here 2-3 generations compared to us. We've been here a million effing years." The MAGA teen responds, quote, "That's not true. Let's go all the way back to Africa," and proceeds to tell the story of the land bridge that once connected Asia to North America, which allowed humans to settle these lands some thousands of years ago. His opponent counters that that's a BS theory, the Native American guy. Keep in mind, the teen's saying that all human beings originally came from Africa as a member of the group is one of the young people described by countless pundits as obviously undeniably racist. Think about that for a moment here. Here you have these kids, very smart kids, talking about how humanity emerged from Africa, which is a very, common prevailing theory. I'm not a guy who's really into anthropology, but certainly a lot of anthropologists would agree with that. But how's he a white supremacist MAGA hat wearing teen if he thinks that we all started in Africa? But and Robbie Sove goes on here, but the next moment is really what matters. Sandman takes notice of the argument and quietly signals to the other teenager. It's very quick and easy to miss. He makes it a cut it out gesture. What he does there is to his friend is he says, don't engage him. He gives him the look. Don't engage. That's the look he gives his friend there. It's a very quick, and you can miss it if you're not looking, and obviously nobody was. But if you look at it, you realize he's telling his friend, like, just lay off, man. You're not going to win this argument. You're not going to convince this guy. This is only going to get ugly. Just cool it. And then he proceeds to stand there with the look on his face. The look on the face. With the smirk that people are destroying him over for the smirk. The racist smirk. And I don't know what's going on in his mind, but I was just thinking about it from the perspective of here's this crazy guy banging a drum in his face and another crazy guy yelling, telling him to go back to Europe and dropping F-bombs and everything. The kid might have been scared, too. You know, he's 16. He might have been scared. But if you look at that smirk and you think that's evidence of racism, it's the old common Rorschach test. You're seeing exactly what you want to see there. And I certainly don't see that any way, shape. Okay, welcome back. Glad you're here, the Zioli Show. 855-839-1210. How about that? I pretty much held my own with Dennis Miller talking sports.
I know, look at you.
Look at that.
And you were funny. You're always funny, but you're very funny.
Oh, thank you. Speaking of funny, the View ladies had their conversations regarding all kinds of stuff. Now, they're admitting why they believe the Covington Catholic story, Dawn. They're admitting it now. They're blaming Trump, of course, for it, or why they fell for it. All right.
Was he there?
Yes, he was there. Oh, didn't you see him?
Yeah.
He was the one going, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, so take a listen to the View ladies.
Isn't
please.
That we just instantly say that's what it is based on what we see in that moment and then have to walk stuff back when it turns out we're wrong? Why is that? Why is do we keep making the same mistake?
Because we're desperate to get Trump out of office.
See? There it is.
I think that that's the reason. I think the press jumps the gun a lot because we have so much circumstantial evidence against this guy that we basically are hoping that, you know, Cohen's got the goods and what have you. But, and so it's wishful thinking.
There you go. At least
that's
you know,
right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. At least she's admitting it. I got to give Joy Behar credit. At least she's being honest. You know,
I don't see anybody taking accountability
no.
for the official networks who reported this as serious, real news.
No, NBC's still doubling down on it, by the way.
I just can't believe it. It's honestly disappointing.
But I'm telling you, Dawn, Joy Behar is giving the whole story away right there in what she's saying. They're so desperate to get rid of Trump that they'll believe anything at this point. They're not seeing things rationally.
Because we're desperate to get Trump out of office.
That's it.
I think that that's the reason. I think the press jumps the gun a lot because we have so much circumstantial evidence against this guy that we basically are hoping that, you know, Cohen's got the goods and what have you. And so it's wishful thinking.
There you go. A Saturday Night Live writer offers, I don't even know how to describe this on the air, oral...
gratification.
Thank you, Dawn. To anyone who will punch one of the Covington High School kids in the face, she says, I will. Whoever manages to punch that MAGA kid in the face, tweeted Sarah Beatty. She is a writer on Saturday Night Live. She's actually quite attractive for being a comedy writer.
I was just going to say, like, that's. It doesn't look like any comedy writer I know.
No, usually comedy writers are fat and, you know, a bunch of
frumpy. Yep.
Frumpy and.
Yep.
Anyway, she has labeled her Instagram page the T word for boobs and depression, which features numerous pictures of her drawing attention to her ample breasts. So she says, I hate your ex-boyfriend. Sorry, I meant mine. I have big boobs, she says in her Twitter profile. So there
she's
you go.
Quite a
so,
lady.
She's quite a lady.
So. That's right.
A lot of class.
Bring her home to mom, Dawn.
Yeah.
Bring her home to mom. Hey, DeSantis, she's single.
Yeah, she's single. Honest, I might take a swing at one of these kids because she's pretty hot.
That's right.
You can just set it up with the kid. Hey, kid, just duck.
Yeah.
We'll just pretend.
Yeah, just do me a favor, man. I need this. Really, really do.
Sin.
Good for you, DeSantis, for being honest again. Honesty is so critical. Matt, we've missed you on the show, buddy.
We have.
I haven't done the show in forever.
How are things at community college? Good?
Things are going well, yes. Mm-hmm. The semester starts up again on Monday.
That's very good. Good. He's going to correspondence school.
Yeah. We're very proud of Matt.
Dawn wants so bad to say what he's really doing. But
I know.
She can't. You can't.
He's an excellent student.
Matt!
Makes us all proud.
He's
Monday.
Now doing, what's that, Greg?
Monday. These winter breaks last a long time, don't they? Good God.
Matt, are you worried about wasting all this time getting a degree knowing the world's going to end in 12 years, according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Does that worry you?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm a little bit bummed out.
Your student debt will still be there, though. That's the thing. The world will end.
As well.
No. The world ends, you'll still owe the money. That's how that works.
That's true. Student debt, even if you die, it still exists.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
Here is an NPR reporter who responded to the Covington kids as a reason to not build the wall. Take a listen.
And I think part of the reason is because this is no longer purely pragmatic or practical politics. This is a moral issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think... the shutdown is kind of a symptom of something larger. The wall is a campaign promise the president made to play on something very deeply held that his political base feels. And if you want to look for an image that actually speaks to this, it's probably those protesters who were on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, the Native American man who was beating the drum, Nathan Phillips, and those kids in the Make America Great Again hats that were kind of smirking at him and kind of looking down their noses at him. To me, that is the real image. That is the real emblem of this. This is about xenophobia. For many Americans, this is about race. This is about rhetoric that has reached a point where it has ground the government to a halt. Nancy Pelosi said a wall is an immorality. So how do you make a political solution to a moral quandary? It seems like the entire political establishment has kind of painted itself into a place where the practical nature of politics could solve this. But for many Americans, for many people of color, and I'm not speaking for all people of color, for the Rashida Tlaibs in this country, for the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes in this country, they are tired of political solutions to moral problems.
Well, there you go. It's a symbol. It's a symbol. The wall, that conversation became a symbol. It's a symbol to me of irresponsible journalism, is what it's a symbol to me of, anyway. The kids say that they will sue members of the media who don't retract their tweets about them. Lawyer for Covington Catholic High School families threatens lawsuits against the media unless they retract false stories. There you go. I lost my damn cut sheet again, Greg. How do I do this all the time?
I have one here. I'll have Matt bring it in.
Matt, bring it in, please, Matt. Thank you, Matt.
That's the extra. I always print out.
Oh, yeah, I got it. I found it. Never mind. It's right here in my hands.
Can I just add something?
Yes, please do.
They should say, you have to, at the beginning, the top of all of your network newscasts, you must apologize and say why you were wrong.
Yeah.
Off the top, not buried
somewhere.
Don't
bury it.
No.
Don't bury it with the story next is about a cat who loves to look at a dreidel. Oh, and by the way, we're really sorry about the boys in the MAGA hats.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with you, Dawn. That's an excellent point. Can we hear, let's hear cut number three now, please. This is the tolerant left. The tolerant left here, this is Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont.
Today we talk about justice, and today we talk about...
Is this
about
me
race.
Or him? Is this... Did you guys just take me doing him and play this? Is that what this is?
Honestly, I don't really care what he says. I just got it just for the...
It sounds like me doing Bernie Sanders
That's
with a megaphone.
I thought this was a bit.
I thought this was a bit, too. I look at the cut sheet. I'm like, is this a... All right, go ahead.
Today we talk about justice, and today we talk about racism. And I must tell you, it gives me no
let's
pleasure.
Let's try this. Ready?
It gives me no pleasure today as we talk about racism and my coffee's cold. It's like an ice cube. Does anybody like my Nanook of the North jacket? I got this at L.L. Bean. They're prominent here in Vermont. Or for my houses. I mean, I'm just like you people.
All right. It does sound... I sound better than him, I think.
Yes.
Much more lively.
I must tell you...
Here we go.
It gives me no pleasure to tell you that we now have a president of the United States who is a racist. We have a president of the United States who has done something that no other
he's
president
desperate. Yeah.
In modern history has done. What a president is supposed to do is to bring us together.
I'll bring you together by yelling at you about coming together. I'll bring you together, all of you people out there in my town, my four towns where my four houses are. Come together at one of my four palatial Vermont lake houses.
This is fun. I could do this all day. All right. Yes, that's the tolerant Bernie Sanders right there. We have the remember the Indian...
Yes.
Who's not an Indian, by the way. An Italian-American actor used to play that Indian, Dawn, the crying Indian. Thank you to Johnny for that. We have some audio of this. Go ahead.
Some people have a deep, abiding respect for the natural beauty that was once this country. And some people don't. People start pollution. People can stop it. Write for Pollution Booklet, Box 1771, Radio City Station, New York.
I don't know if that still works, but try it. So there's a fake Indian crying in that, a fake Native American crying. It's actually an Italian-American actor. A number of the people in the Zioli army have sent me his bio. He's an Italian-American actor who's friends with John Wayne. He doesn't speak in the ad, Greg. Is that correct?
He does not speak in the ad. He just cries because he sees pollution coming down the river.
Do you know why he doesn't speak in the ad?
Because
he would have said something like this. Scusi, eh? Hey, clean up. Scusi. You look like a slob, eh? Like a fat slob. Don't put all your trash in the river, eh? Scusi. That's why he doesn't talk in the ad. Like, he doesn't sound anything like a Native American. That's the problem.
Phenomenal ad.
That would have been so great, right? Hey, Scusi. Get your dirty slobby self. Hey, all your napkins. Go clean. Scusi. Clean up, eh? That would have been perfect in that ad. Look at me. I'm an Indian, eh? Look at me. Call me a tanto, eh? Look at me. I'm here to save the earth.
Riccioli 3 to 6. Talk radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.